Mr. G. Bland, Reel 1. Where were you born, Mr. Bland?
Born in Rutland, straight down in Summerland there.
What was your date of birth?
The 9th of the 6th, 23.
What did your father do for a living?
He was a miner. He worked in Borden Colliery.
And your mother, did she work?
No. No, she didn't work. No. I think from late, I can just remember the school day. I'd like me starting at school when I was five, before that.
Can I just ask you before we get to that, did you have brothers and sisters?
I had one sister, yes.
Was she older or younger than you?
She was 2 years older than me, and in fact I had two sisters, but my mother was divorced, and she was my half-sister, the second one,
What was your date of birth?
The 9th of the 6th, 23.
Have I already asked you that? What kind of area did you live in?
Moderate,
working class, what do you call it, working class?
I would say, working class,
Were all your neighbours in the mining industry? Or?
No, I think they were mostly in the shipbuilding trade, there's a lot of people who didn't have jobs, a depression, my father worked all the time. He was pretty regular, but he worked at Borden Colliery, pit top,
Was the wages good? You were able to manage?
No, I think we were pretty lucky, I think we had a good life, better than the most people, my father worked all the time, I think we had a pretty good bringing up that time, That would be what, 1930s, early 30s,
Was it a tourist house you lived in?
A tourist house, yes, was a rented house,
Can you describe the house, how many rooms it had?
Us downstairs, and there was my grandmother through the front, and then there was another tenant upstairs, the backyard, the old-fashioned backyard with the toilet at the bottom of the yard,
Was this the earth closet?
Pardon?
Was this the earth closet?
Yeah. Sharing the toilet, the washhouse down the bottom end of the yard,
Were neighbours very close to each other? Did they help each other?
Yes, more so then, the doors were left open and you could, wander into anybody's house, it was a close-knit.
And they popped in for borrowing sugar or anything they were short of? Where did you play as a child? On the streets?
Just on the street corners and that, waste grounds. There wasn't any school facilities then where you could go play on school grounds. It was just spare grounds and that, that's about it
Did your father drink and smoke?
No, my father didn't drink, but he smoked. I think I had a good father, he was a good worker, he looked after the family, what's that again? My mother and father got divorced, like that.
What age were you when they got divorced?
About 12, I think, maybe about 12 year old, because I left, I'd done my last 2 years at school, and we moved through to St. Arbor.
How did that affect you? It must have been a pretty traumatic time.
I was upset because I was upset like that. But
you stayed with your mother?
No, I stuck with my father. My sister like stopped. My grandmother brought her up, like, you know, left. And that was the last, you know, from 12 years on, like, till I was 14, like.
Did the chapel or the church play a part in your young lives?
No. I used to go to church, like, but, well, you more or less was, you were made to go to church, like, you know.
Did you get involved with the Boy Scouts or the Church Life Brigades?
No, I wasn't in any of them, like,
You went to school, you said, at 5 year old. What was your first school?
Diamond Hall. This is in, just down the road there, like, you know. I went there, like, and then thought about them, must have been only been about a year or 2 years, and then we were transferred up to this Pollyon School of Air, like, you know. That was when my father and mother got divorced, like, and then the last 2 years of his school, which I was 12 years old, like, was done at Camden Square School at the same hour, like, you know.
Have you any school memories?
Such as the teachers and that, like, where they would, he'd become later on, like, he finished up as headmaster, a bloke called Clark. I met up with him later on when I was in the army, at the point at Horton Spring, like, you know, and he just remembered me, like, and in fact, he was a warrant officer, like, in the Air Force, like, you know, and we were stood at the bus stop, like, and we were on chatting, like, and I said, oh, I know where we are, like, and he gave us 10 bob note, like.
Did you like the actual school work itself?
Oh, yes, I, but the school through there was more, like, up to date, like, you know. I found out that I was behind, like, you know, compared with, you know, the dress, the pick, the school, you know.
Uniform.
Like, I think I picked up a bit, like, when I went through there, like, we done it after, you know, like, you know. Of course, might have been a bit of a rebel, eh, like, you know, what's that?
What was the school discipline like in those days?
Oh, it was, here was rough here, like, because you got, they would lace into you, like, and hit you with rules and all sorts, and it was there. But two, when I went through to the same hour, Camden Square was different altogether, like, they were great, like, you know, they tried to help you, like, but there, that's of course, it was without many being in the class. Then there must have been about 30 or 40 in the class then, like, now, when we went through the same, like, and that school, there was woodwork, which we never got here, like, and science, like, you know, that sort of stuff, like. Oh.
What was your favourite subject?
I liked the geography, like, you know. didn't have like I wasn't one of these girls that went in for anything special like sport like you've got that more thrill there like you know.
What games did you play?
Football, like. I think that was about it, like football. There wasn't any hockey or anything like that. Football, like.
Were you any good at it? Did you like your football?
Oh, no, I wasn't outstanding, I worked but they used to have gardening classes, like, you know, I was. You used to do gardening, you know, like, you know, the garden was part of the school, like, you know, like that.
Outside of school, how did you entertain yourselves?
Oh, then, well, there was only cinemas and, that's how it was, like, cinemas and walking and, you know.
Did you go and see Sunderland play? Since you lived in Sunderland?
I wouldn't say Sunderland play, but it was about 1940, like, you know.
A lot later.
Of course, I must have been interested because I can remember 1936 when I was going to school, like, they cooked ties, like, you know, they went up here to Preston North End and they cooked, like, in there. My father once took us across the sea, so I remember I must have only been about 7 years old, like, you know. I can remember being put on the straw at the front of the ground, you know, they said if you're on the pitch then, like, you know, they're more or less the touch line, like, you know.
Did your father earn good wages?
No, more or less, like, just like a living wage, like, you know, we didn't have anything outstanding, like we got, you know, we had the basics like the wireless and that, and when people didn't have one, and, but he worked hard, like, because I can remember coming up, and he used to have to look at this, the police box, you know, and he used to put the board outside the police box, saying where the board of the college was working the next year. You know, and I thought to myself, later on, like, I suppose, I thought to myself, they used to lay the pit off, like, and they used to put the board outside, like, this pit will be idle, and,
It must have been a pretty hard time when he was laid off in that way.
Oh, I didn't feel much difference, like, you know, I didn't feel we weren't, like, deprived of anything, like, but I suppose my mother was a good chef, you know.
Did your mother bake a great deal of food for you? Was a lot cooked by herself?
Oh, she cooked most of the stuff herself. All I was.
Did your father have an allotment to help with the food situation?
No. No, he didn't have an allotment, like, but I can remember him, like, when most of him laid off times. I can remember him having to travel through the same one on the beach and pick coal, you know, sea coal, like, travel all the way up to about 7 miles, like, 7 or 8 miles to see him, and then come back with about 3 bags of coal. I thought, damn, terrible. When you think about it now, like, you know.
I think parents hid the worst from their children, didn't they? You would never.
I didn't know about my mother and father part, like, you know, just come from out of the blue, like, you know. But I don't know what he went to know, but my father married again, my mother married again, like, you know.
And you would have a stepmother with you then? Did you get on well with her?
Oh, she was a nice woman, and even my mother married, like, and he was a great bloke, and I'm like, he's, like, similar to me, he worked, like, you know, and he was, a good worker, like, you know, sort of style, like, you just more or less like they are, couldn't understand it, you sound like that.
What age did you leave school?
What date? I left school in, must have been about the June 1937.
And did you go straight to work?
I went straight to work. I had a job before I left school, like, you know, just a night job, like the butcher's shop, like, you know, I used to go two nights a week and just sat the morning, I just sat there all day, like, that was still the same. I don't know what you know, like,
And was that the job that you went into full time when you finished?
When I left school, like, I went and I started there full time, like, you know, for 2 years, like, or 2 or 3 years. Might have been around 3 years, like, you know. And then from then, like, I got fixed up with another job, like, you know, at the same Arbor Duck Company.
Can we just spend a little time with the butchers? What hours did you work?
When I left school, like, when I, on the full time, was about 8 o'clock, or half past 7 in the morning till about 5 or 6 o'clock, like. But on a Friday night, it used to be till about 8 o'clock, and on a Saturday night, it used to be sometimes maybe it's about 10 or 11 o'clock, like, you know, because he wouldn't take meat out the window then until the second house of the pictures come out, sort of style, like, you know. So, and then you used to have to start cleaning up then, like, and 11 o'clock, strike the clock was striking, 11 o'clock at the top of church, stayed the same, you know, for a long hours, like.
How much did he pay you?
I think it was only about 9 shillings a week. Might have been 7 at first, and then up to 9. And then that was one.
What was your job in this business?
Well, I was just more or less like a errand boy, like, you know, and dogs, but this sort of thing, like, you know, you used to take the meat errand boy, like, and you used to travel miles were like little bits of orders, like, you know, what you couldn't.
Did you have a bicycle with the basket on the front?
The bike with the basket on the front, you know. It was hard. Like, when you were young, you didn't. You just sat down in your stride, sort of, like.
You didn't have a great deal of time for leisure then.
No, on the weekend you were on the Sunday, like, you know, we were off on the Sunday, like, and of course on a night, like, it was just the cinemas, like, if you could afford it, like, and that was about it, like, you know. Till I got fixed up at the Sunday job, like, and
And you went to the duck company, I think you said.
Yeah.
What was your job there?
I was working with a boiler smith, like, I was supposed to be serving the time, like, but I couldn't get away with it there, like, but I was there about a year, I think.
What kind of work was that?
It was most of a local water, like, you know, changing the tubes and.
We are an apprentice to a boiler person, boiler skilled man.
That's what's on the discharge papers, like, you know, but that's what I was working with, a boiler smith, like, you know. But it was a firm, you couldn't, was all like a family concern, like, you know. Well, it was the same document, so all the different families were there, like, close knit, like, you know, and I wasn't
So sons followed fathers into that work. Were you getting any more money for this work?
Yes, I got more money, like, about, well, it wasn't all that great, like, I think about over the phone the way that, you know, I was from the network. And,
did you hand your money over to your mother or father, as the case may be?
Oh, the Santa mine. I got stuck with the Santa mine when the father and mother, divorced, and the father went to live with his sister in the Santa mine, where she was the youngest. She was like more or less a sister, there was an aunt. But I used to tip my wages up, it's more or less the other day in them days,
And you'd get a pocket money?
A pocket money,
Were the hours better at the dock company?
Oh, yes. I was on, I started 3 till 11. And I think with the day shift and the 3 till 11 shift was ours. I was working with a boiler smith, And that was this bloke and me, on the 3 till 11 shift. But most of them were on the day shift,
And did you work on the Saturday again?
No, we didn't work Saturday.
So yes, Saturday and Sunday off.
Saturday and Sunday off, aye.
In those days, did you get an annual break, an annual leave, annual holiday?
Oh yes, we used to get the holidays, but not so many, the bank or the morning.
But you didn't get a fortnight in the middle of the summer?
I can't remember getting into the mind of doing, but I wouldn't like to say, we might be getting a week, I couldn't.
Were you paid when those breaks came? Did they pay you for those days off?
I think they did, the basic pay, they covered down with the basic pay.
I forgot to ask you, did your father serve in the First World War?
Yes, he served in the 20th Battalion. But he must have not seen he worked right through, but he was always a placable old mantelpiece. The 20th there in London, but they've just had a deal with his son there, about a month ago,
This was the Sunderland Pals, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pals Battalion.
Aye. I think I was in the 20th Battalion. I think I asked about the 20th Battalion. I never heard of the 20th Battalion. Well, it must have been our locals
But he didn't talk about his experiences.
He never. I might have asked him about that. I think I was remember the certificate. Was a picture frame, more or less, above our mantelpiece. The 20th of the night, George Slater Bland, that was his name,
We're coming up to the period when war broke out. Do you recall as a teenage young man that you were aware that war was coming?
We used to. And getting ready, the boat ships are coming, the German boat ships are coming, the same, loaded up with coal, I can remember that well, what they call it, the crisis that, went around the road, and that submarine that just had been sunk in, Liverpool,
the
fetus. I was up to date around that. When I was 16 and something, I used to get the boots, the boys' boots for the different aircraft and battleships.
Did you think that you might get involved yourself as a?
That was the day I knew when I joined, when I went to work for St. Marva Dock Company. I was more or less bored to tears, and I was, I hated the job, And I knew I would eventually get called up. So I volunteered.
Before we get to that point, Do you remember where you were and what you were doing when the actual announcement was made by Chamberlain that war broke out?
In the morning, but I remember it was just announced, listening to the broadcast, what was on the Sunday morning, like, and I think there was a bit of an air raid at the time, a bit of a, like, not an air raid, like a bit of a, you know, planes and the people fans, like, and,
Do you remember your parents' response to that announcement? Your father had already obviously been through a dreadful war.
Well, I don't know whether my father was living with us at the time. I don't know whether he got married. But I was living with a friend of mine. But I don't know we were all together listening, mate, and that was about it, mate.
There was no discussions about it.
I think it was only 16 then, I think. 16 and
you were still below army age.
I don't think she ever said anything like discussed like what
When did German aircraft first appear over Sunderland and sea? And was that early on in the early days of the war?
I was, I can remember 1941, when the big air raid was on at sea, when the people got killed there, like, you know. But this Sunday, what I'm on about, you know, there was just like a bit of a panic, I think the sirens went like, and it was.
But Sunderland was bombed later. Were you in the area at the time when the bombing was on?
It was the same hour when the first bombing, like, you know.
What are your memories of that?
There's people like, high up on that kind of thing, like, you know, that. I can remember the first big raid of same one was the Thursday afternoon. I don't know what I can remember, you know, why it was the Thursday afternoon. To come over in daylight and got two or three people killed at the same way at Darden.
And you would be at work then with the company?
I don't know when I was at, I don't. I don't know, like,
What air raid precautions had they given you? Had you your air raid shelters in your homes?
We had one of them Anderson shelters in the garden. And that was it, like an Anderson shelter in the garden.
Did you ever have to use it?
Oh, we used it pretty regular, like then. Like, but it must have been before I joined when I was 40. It must have been about the 40 time, like, you know. I can remember going in, like, and being in practically all night, like. I can remember fire watching, and I was having a fire watch at, when I worked at the door company. That would have been 1940, like, you know.
And this was a duty you did through the night, presumably?
Through the night. I don't know whether it was 4 hours you did, or whether it was a straight through, like. Well, I can remember coming out the cinema and having to go straight down the docks and doing your fire watching, like, you know.
Were you trained to deal with incendiaries at all? Did they tell you how to deal with them?
Well, I just sand bags, like a roof, you know, covering with sand and